The Magic Valley's home for country, Cat Country 106, Scotty in the morning, and it is time for us to check in with Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. Good morning, Mama Kathy.
Good morning, and how are you doing this fine National Laundry Day?
Well, no complaints out of me for sure. I don't know how much laundry I'm going to get done, but no complaints.
Well, that's good. So in addition to today being National Laundry Day, it's also Rubber Eraser Day and Take a Wild Guess Day.
Yep. You know why pencils have erasers?
No, why?
Because it's okay to make mistakes.
That's a good one. I like that one. And do you also know in 1955 the first McDonald's restaurant was opened?
Oh, wow. That's intriguing. Maybe a good day for a Big Mac or something.
Right. And in 1877, the first phone was installed in someone's home in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy. So, Magic Valley News, you guys have a ton of great events that go on all the time that you publish out. It's a really great production. I know you guys work really hard on that.
We do. And, you know, the thing is, when you pick up the Magic Valley News at any of the 200 locations throughout the Magic Valley, on page 3, it gives you a list of all of our repeat section for our events. They are also listed in each individual city where it's happening. But that will give you information as far as live music, bingo, bunco throughout the Magic Valley, and then programs that are at the Heritage Center in Twin Falls. But just to give you an idea of what is happening for this week, today through the 19th at Glambia in downtown Twin Falls, they are doing an extravaganza giveaway. And so check out page 2 of our magazine for getting more information. Then tomorrow for live music, if you like Heath Owens, you need to go to the Turf Club. They'll be there at 6 p.m. And then on the 17th in Gooding, for those that are in 4-H and are into the dairy and swine 4-H groups, their project enrollment deadline is on the 17th, and there's information on that on page 6. 17th, you've got live music in Twin at Red Hawk Gastro Pub with Klain Zollinger, and Filer has music bingo at Pebble Pond. Excuse me. On the 18th, there is, it's called Kids to Kids Evening Group. It's Because Kids Grieve. It is a nonprofit that helps children, you know, go through the grieving process. And so information on that is on page 14. On the 18th also is Good Friday. And so the Christian Center in Hagerman is doing a Good Friday celebration at 7 p.m. And check out page 8. Mm-hmm. And then if you like breakfast, then what you can do on the 19th, be in Fairfield at 8 a.m. at the Camas County Senior Center because they're doing a fundraiser breakfast, and that's just $8. Mm-hmm. And then if you have something that you want, you know, for your kids, especially once again, those that have been going through the grieving process, Because Kids Grieve is doing a spring day camp, and you want to RSVP, and information once again is on page 14. And then another fundraiser that is happening on the 19th at 4 p.m. in Wendell at the American Legion is a fundraiser for Bruce Lone's heart transplant. And there's more information on page 17. Live music again, if you like Heath Owens, he's just traveling around because on the 19th at 5:30, he'll be at Pebble Pond. 7 p.m. in Hagerman at Wilson's Club is music by Corey Mon. And then the 20th, with that being Easter, there's a variety of things going on. Mm-hmm. You can start out and you can just stay in Hagerman for a little while. And because at 8 p.m., the Christian Center is having an Easter breakfast. Then at 8:30 in City Park, the Calvary Chapel is doing a sunrise service. And that information on that's on the back page on page 28. And then at 9 a.m. is Easter celebration at the Christian Center. And then at 11:15, if you haven't got up early enough, then you can go to the Gooding Easter service, and that's at the Christian Life Fellowship. And the Christian Center and the Christian Life Fellowship's all on page 8. Mm-hmm. And then to top it off, at 7 p.m., the Wilson Club is going to put on an adult Easter egg hunt.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I understand we've got bonds and levies coming up for the May 20th election. Now, page 20, is that correct? That's got all that information?
Right. You can check out the list, and you can also go to magicvalleynews.org and click on the voting page, and you will see we have copies of all of the levies, the actual sample ballot. So you can check that out, and when you go to vote, you'll be have the knowledge on that. And then also on page 20 in the magazine, it's going to give you links to all of the articles that we are getting that we got for April from our elected officials, like the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, Idaho Secretary of State, the U.S. rep, and local reps. So do that. You know, just be sure and check out our website. It's magicvalleynews.org. It's easy to access. You know, if you don't know where to pick up a magazine, click on the distribution site. They'll tell you that. It'll give you all that information for you. In addition, for those that miss this and know that we put the, you know, this chat on that website so you can hear it again. Or if it's like going, what'd she say about going where? You can click it and listen to it again, find out where you wanted to go.
And what's the deadline for getting events in for May?
The 18th.
Oh, wow. That's coming up soon.
It is. So what you want to do is please, please, please give me a call at 208-536-0094. Give me the information so that we can have it so people can come to your event.
Well, we really do appreciate you, Mama Kathy, for calling in and, you know, putting all this together so we have one place where we can go get all the information we need. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for letting us tell everybody about it. Because remember, the Magic Valley News has everything from information to fun.
Information to fun. Mama Kathy, look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. You have a good one, Scotty.
You too. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Mama Kathy at the Magic Valley News. Just ahead, we've got Morgan Wallen and then the blast from the past on the Cat.